Congratulations. You happen to be our clinic's first human patient. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Dr. Aziel, and I'll be your metaphysician for the evening. And your name is... So that's how it's pronounced. I admit a bit of difficulty with your written languages still. Much of it is easy enough, but many of your proper nouns are particularly difficult. Anyway, the paperwork you filled out earlier, and of course the issues I already see with your aura. I understand why you came to us rather than to one of your human doctors. Depression, sleeplessness, and similar normal ailments are completely within their purview for your race, but when the source is a bit more otherworldly, yes, it's best to seek our tender ministrations. We happen to be specialists in the field, after all. We have been studying it long before your ancestors were born. So, tell me, when did the... Are you okay? Your coloration, it's continually dropped since I entered the room. Is my uniform too revealing? Well, yes, I am a 7-foot-tall demoness. Were you expecting our receptionist to come treat you? I assure you, I am an accomplished metaphysician, and I will maintain my professionalism through your visit today. No, I don't eat souls or humans. It is true that I don't usually eat your human food either, though. My kind usually subsist on emotional and life energy. Well, I see how that would unnerve you a little. Yes, I admit that I often receive strange looks when out and about. Ah, yes, my eyes are of course what unnerves you the most, aren't they? As if I were staring into your very soul, correct? That's because I am, my dear. But only on a very strictly professional level. I am your metaphysician, after all. I truly do commend you for coming to our clinic. It takes a brave human to decide to come here, and as far as I know, you are the very first. I promise to treat you with the utmost care and respect during your visit. You have my word, and as a demoness, my word is my bond. Payment, well, as was surely discussed at the front counter, your human insurance will cover the monetary side of things. Unfortunately, because of the 2020 sundering, we now live in your world and must pay bills with your currency. As for the non-monetary side, depending upon treatment, it varies. Most patients pay it during the treatments in the form of their negative emotions, leaving only the positive emotions inside of them. Others make a blood or plasma donation. Based on what I see of your aura, I'm guessing you won't have to worry about either option. We'll be removing enough infected energy from your aura to easily cover that side of your payment. Oh no, human. I'm no vampire. She's helping another patient right now if you'd rather wait for her. But I assure you, I'm quite capable. Excellent. Now, if you wouldn't mind answering a few questions while I inspect your aura a bit closer. Excellent. Now just relax and try not to worry, okay? Now, when did you first notice something was wrong? That was a while ago. What kind of symptoms did you have at first? Was it a sort of spiraling or sinking feeling? I see now. Yes. It's good that you came to see me. Did you look for help before now? Well, I doubt any human doctors could have done anything about this. This isn't normal at all, my dear. You see, you've been attacked and infected by an insect from our world. Think of it like a shadow mosquito that likes to chew on happiness. Carries a nasty form of depression instead of malaria. Fortunately, I know just how to treat it, and I can have you feeling right as fire in no time. I'll just need to get my medical brushes and we can start, okay? Cost estimate. Is this normal for humans? By the time I'm done, we may end up owing you, my dear. Yes, I'm sure all of this does feel like a bit of a scam, since you don't have the eyes to see any of it. But as they say, the proof is in the dumpling. What's that, my dear?
Pudding?
Either way, once we're finished, if you don't feel at least a little better, if you've paid any money, I promise, I'll personally refund you. How does that sound? Excellent. Then let's get started. I'll just consult my human aura map. I think it's actually older than I am. Never mind. I'll just do it the usual way. Just relax and lean against me. There, that's right. Settle against my larger, warmer self and leave everything to me. I'll work everything out of you through your ears at first, starting with your left side. There we go. You know, I've seen quite a few humans when I go out, and you all seem so full of stress and negativity. Honestly, it's a bit disconcerting, since that's one of the services we offer. Stress relief, aura realignment, general negative emotion cleanup. I mean, we can't fill you with happiness, so if we get rid of sadness and depression, and there's nothing left to replace it, well, there's nothing left, now is there? But if there's any happiness left in you, it'll grow quickly. We also do our best to nurture it along during our treatments. We want our patients to leave happy, so they'll come back later after all. Unfortunately, most of our treatments don't last forever, so our patients do tend to need to come back eventually. That's just how heaven and hell work, after all. And I suppose Earth as well, right? Let's move on to your right ear, shall we? Patience? Well, patient confidentiality and privacy and all. But I can say you're the first human. We have quite a few different demonic types. A couple vampires. Various lycanthropes. a Necrogen. Somehow an angel. I think on my schedule there's a ghost that requested a house call for later in the week. Oh yes, we can do house calls. Some of our patients are limited in unusual ways. Time of day, geography, curses. In fact, if you needed to make an appointment for during a dream, we could accommodate you for it. But we could only accept one form of payment. Yes, that's why it was so easy to get you an evening appointment. Indeed, we have had a hard time adapting to your world. But I'd like to think it's been entertaining and educational, if nothing else. After all, there are so many cute humans and fascinating human creations. The initial reaction wasn't reassuring in the slightest, but once that passed and you humans understood that we didn't want to be here either, things calmed down, and there seems to be an understanding of a sort. The basic cleaning is complete, and I've isolated the infection. I'll need to... How to explain this in a way that won't disturb you? I'll just tell you simply. I have to go in through your ears with my tongue to clean out the infection. My brushes are inadequate because of your unique physiology. No, not because humans are weak. It's because humans have little to no resistance to these sorts of infections, and it's set in so deeply. Well, if you consider entropy to be life-threatening, then yes it is. You have no immunity to this, and without my help, I'm afraid things will only get worse for you, my dear. Very good, then. Before we begin, do you have any other questions? Oh no, it shouldn't hurt. Before I became a metaphysician, I was a succubus for a few thousand years, so I know a fair bit about how to pleasure people with my tongue. I'll do my best to help you enjoy the experience. Any other way? Well, you could reschedule for one of our vampiric metaphysicians to give you a little nibble. They take a little blood with it, though. Hush now. Everything will be okay, I promise. Just turn your head this way, and we can get started. There we are. All done. Let me just dry you off. There we go. Very good then. How do you feel? I didn't mess anything up in your head while I was in there, did I? Sorry, just a little professional joke. However, just to be safe, do you remember your name? Mm-hmm. I believe that to be correct. How about what day it is? And your birthday? Do you remember how to get home? Excellent. Everything seems to be on order then. I told you that you'd feel better, now didn't I? My dear, I do believe you've given us fair pavement. All that negativity I cleaned up from your aura is well more than enough. And I do believe that once the quantity and quality are calculated, you will have quite a sizable credit with our clinic. Thus, you may feel free to stop in for any services at any time. Oh no, I'm being completely honest, my dear. If you paid entirely with... No, I shouldn't say that. That would be crossing a professional boundary. Just suffice it to say that if, when, you come back, remember to ask for me by name, okay? Here's my card. Keep it safe. And if you'd ever like one of our house call services, well, please don't hesitate to call. Okay, dear?